This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Explosions have been heard in areas around Ukraine this morning. Russia has been warning of more attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, after accusing Ukraine of targeting residential buildings in a region that borders Ukraine. The UN is accusing Russia of keeping food from the people of Mariupol, the key city in southeast Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The head of the World Food Program, David Beasley, tells the AP,
"It's a devastating situation. The people are being starved to death."
Beasley says the Russian military has prevented his UN organization from sending food into the city, which has been under constant attack since the start of the war.
"We'll keep fighting for them. That's all we can do. And we will not give up on the people in Mariupol and other people that we cannot reach."
Normally, the World Food Program buys half of the grain it distributes to some of the poorest nations on Earth from Ukraine. But now Beasley is deeply concerned about starvation in those countries and in Ukraine due to the Russian attack. I'm Tim McGuire.
Holy Week, Passover, Ramadan. The religious holidays are bringing thousands to Jerusalem. But this morning there was trouble. Palestinians got into it with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. More than 150 Palestinians were wounded. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Israel says its forces entered the mosque to remove rocks and stones that had been gathered in anticipation of violence. The mosque is the third holiest site in Islam. It's built on a hilltop that's the most sacred site for Jews, who refer to it as the Temple Mount. Israeli-Palestinian tensions have soared in recent weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The British government says it plans to start putting some asylum seekers on one-way flights to Rwanda within weeks. It's defending the controversial plan, which has outraged refugee groups. This is AP News. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest now on the Brooklyn shooting suspect. He's being held without bail in New York. The latest on Frank James.
Frank James was brought into court in handcuffs. In court papers, prosecutors described him as a calculating shooter who wore a disguise and fired in cold blood at terrified passengers who had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. James's attorney, Mia Eisner-Greinberg, says what happened was a tragedy, and it's a blessing it wasn't worse.
"We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment."
Greinberg says in cases like this, initial reports are inaccurate.
"Mr. James saw his photograph on the news. He called Crime Stoppers to help. He told them where he was."
Prosecutors suggest James had the means to carry out more attacks. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.